Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going to Kinsale Garda Station where I'm joined by Garda Lisa, Garda Lisa Hannigan for this week's Garda File. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning, Patricia.
You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Want to start with criminal damage, and this happened in Rathmore.
That's correct. So it's Garda and Mill Street are investigating this incident, a criminal damage incident at a private house. Now, this occurred on the 3rd of October 21, which was a Sunday evening. And it is quite a time ago, but I suppose it was a very frightening incident for the people involved in that the cars outside their house, the tyres were slashed and they had rocks thrown at the windows of their house. And one rock actually broke a window of the sitting room. But there is witnesses in this incident. Witnesses had noted that two males dressed in black were seen in the vicinity of the house around the time of the incident, and also a maroon car was seen in the area. So that was the 3rd of October. It's a Sunday evening at approximately 7 p.m. If you were in that area in Rathmore, a maroon car with two males dressed in black, it might be something that stands out in your mind.
Mm. Very bizarre incident, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Very frightening.
The two
children were in that sitting room who had just left the sitting room before that incident, before that window was broken. So very, very frightening.
Dreadful. Okay. Vacant properties entered.
That's right. So two different incidents here. Between the 16th and the 19th of October, a mobile home was entered in Kilbritton. Now, this mobile home was left unlocked, gave easy access, and items were taken. And another incident, a vacant house in Temple Martin, which is abandoned, was broken into. Damage was caused to gain entry to this house, and evidence would suggest the property was being used regularly. So, I mean, there's advice on if you have a vacant property, if you own a vacant property, just to keep it secure. I mean, having somebody attend the property on occasions, be it daily or once a week, would improve on the security. You know, it allows you to check for any attempted break-ins as such. And something I mention, I would say any time I'm on the show here, Patricia, is security cameras. An excellent way to protect a vacant property or any property.
When you're not there.
Yeah,
and the mobile home, it needs to be locked.
Absolutely, yeah. A very simple thing there. You know, makes it harder for anyone to get in there. It's a simple thing to do to ensure that your vacant properties, if you're not there, just have it secure and locked up.
Okay, now you've had a large amount of fraud incidents reported in the past 2 weeks.
That's right. I suppose the trend in fraud incidents is significantly risen regardless. But, you know, we would ask people to be very mindful of any online transactions they are making. You know, if you're not so tech savvy or you're unsure about any emails or texts, you know, just not to correspond and maybe go to a trusted friend or a family member or go into your local Garda station. You know, some of the examples of incidents reported to us over the last few weeks, you know, one male received a phone call saying that his account was compromised and he needed to transfer his money to secure it. And this man became very suspicious of the call. He asked for proof that it was genuine and he was sent a text message from the fraudster purporting to be from the bank in question, which he then believed to be legitimate. But what I would say is the bank will never ask you to transfer any of your money. You know, if you receive calls from your bank asking for details, asking you to do that, just attend your bank, attend the bank in person, and they can confirm if this is a legitimate or genuine call. Another thing as well is people are receiving text messages saying there are packages to be delivered and to follow links in order to receive your package. And it would just be a reminder that no one should click on any of these links. If you are waiting for a package and you believe a text to be genuine, you should go to the official website. You can then, you know, go to the official website where you made the order. You should be able to track your parcel to them.
Yeah, and if it is a courier company, find a number that you know is genuine, not the number that comes in on a link. And it's the same with the bank. If there's a telephone number on it, don't go on the number that they give you. Find a number that you actually trust and know to be.
Yeah, in these circumstances, you know, the rates of fraud and deception are so high. Fraudsters are operating at such a professional level that if you're in any doubt, you know, come into your Garda station, you know, just don't engage. Look for the official numbers and talk to somebody, you know, from the number you find yourself.
Yeah, and it's the speed at which they can empty somebody's bank account that is really, really frightening.
Absolutely.
Now, today is a busy day, as every day is for An Garda Síochána, but it's National Slowdown Day.
That's correct. I think there's been a bit of media attention around this, and I think you mentioned it yourself, but National Slowdown Day operating until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. So sadly, there has been 114 people who have died on Irish roads so far this year, and almost 4 out of 5 of those occurred on rural roads. So in light of this, there will be speed checks carried out at many additional locations, and rural roads will be targeted. So I would just urge all drivers to take heed of the campaign, especially coming up to bank holiday weekend. As usual, expected that there will be additional traffic on the road. And just mentioning the bank holiday, just over the past 5 October bank holiday weekends, 5 people have died and 59 were seriously injured in road collisions. And the statistics would say slower speeds contribute directly to higher survival rates in collisions. So just ask and encourage all drivers to support this slowdown.
Yeah, we want everybody to have a nice weekend, but you
Absolutely.
Want everyone to come home safe. Now, we were talking, you mentioned the fraud that's going on, and this, for the month of October, it is European Cyber Security Month.
Yes.
But one thing that we don't often focus on the programme, and it's worth talking about today, is something called a money mule.
That's right,
So
yes.
Talk to us about what is money muling.
So money muling, money mules are people who allow their bank accounts to be used by criminals. So essentially a money mule is a person allowing illegally obtained money go between different accounts via their own account. So what's important to say, so if a money mule, even if a money mule is not involved in the crime, or they're unaware of the crime which generates the money, they are still laundering proceeds of crime through their own bank account. And unfortunately, unknowing or not, if you're caught acting as a money mule, you can still face prosecution.
And how are they recruited?
So typically, money mules will be recruited through social media, normally in what appears to be a very friendly approach by criminals offering easy money. So in a lot of cases, money mules will believe that they are genuinely employed to process transfers of money from one account to another, or they're told they're employed to process refunds, but they will be using their own bank account. So the nature of the work, the companies, or aka the criminals, they will employ you, will entail using your own bank account to move money. And I would just be warning people not to accept any offers of people asking you to use your own bank account to move any money.
You should get suspicious.
A real company would not be asking you to do
that. And generally speaking, Lisa, who do they target to become a money mule?
So normally newcomers to the country would be targeted, and usually soon after their arrival. Unemployed people, students, people in economic distress would be targeted. Again, it's through social media a lot of people are targeted through this, and you know, a message would come from fake accounts on Facebook, people who would seem like genuine people offering people money for work. Teenagers are particularly at risk and are often unaware of the nature of the activity that they're undertaking. Again, recruited through social media or word of mouth. It's get rich quick, fake job advertisements. So, you know, parents and guardians, you know, if you're worried that you have a teenager in the house, just be on the lookout for signs your child might have extra money or becoming secretive or stressed out, you know, and other red flags would include, you know, increased spending on new clothes or technologies with no explanation as to how they have that money.
Okay, and how do you suggest protecting yourself from becoming a money mule?
Well, I would say that, like always I've said, if the opportunity sounds too good to be true, it probably is, you know. So be very cautious of any unsolicited emails or approaches over social media promising any opportunities to make money. You know, if you are approached by somebody, do some research. You can verify your company, verify the company that makes you a job offer. You can check their contact details, check the email addresses and website if they are correct. You know, be especially wary of job offers from people or companies overseas, as it would normally be harder for you to find out if they are legitimate. And just in terms of if they're asking for your bank account and details like that straight away, I would be very, very wary of them. And, you know, I would never give my bank account, never give your bank account personal details to anyone unless you know and trust them.
Yeah, and there are huge consequences.
There is, yeah. As I said, you know, you can be convicted even if you are unaware, if you think you are operating in a legitimate company. There are consequences. You know, you can be prosecuted. So as well as having a criminal record, money mules who are caught can have their bank accounts closed or frozen. They will have a lot of difficulty opening other accounts. And for the future, then accessing loans or other credit facilities can be a major problem.
Okay. All right. We leave it there. Stay safe is the message all round, be it from Money Mules or on the roads this weekend. Listen, Lisa, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you for
thank
that.
You. Bye-bye.
And thanks for joining us. That is Garda, Lisa Harrington, based at Kinsale Garda Station.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.